This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 66, How Not to Respond to an American Greeting in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel, coming to you from Boston, Massachusetts, USA.
In this episode, you'll find out why the question, "Hi, how are you?" is more about culture than language. Hey Gabby, how are you?
I'm fine.
Gabby, you always say you're just fine or you're doing fine, you're doing great. I mean, why don't you ever say how you're actually doing? Like, give me some real information here. I feel like I'm talking to a brick wall.
What do you mean, Lindsay? It's just a greeting. You really want to know how I'm feeling?
Yeah.
You really want to know what's going on in my life?
I'm just a little confused. I don't know why, you know, in the U.S., whenever, you know, we ask someone how they're doing, there's just a blanket response. I'm fine. I'm doing well. I'm doing great.
Yeah, well, this was actually the topic of a really interesting article that came out a month or two ago, the How Are You Culture Clash by Alina Simone in the op-ed section of the New York Times.
Yeah, so great article.
We're referring to that article, and we thought it would be really interesting for you guys because when we ask, how are you, it's really just like a greeting. It's like, hello, right?
Right. It's really a greeting. We don't expect a true in-depth response. We don't want to know that someone in your family has cancer or that you just got a promotion in your job. We don't really want to know those details.
It's not really asking, how are you? I mean, if the person you're talking to really wants to know how you're feeling or really wants to know what's going on in your life, they might add something like, no, really, how are you?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And you might be sitting down with that person for coffee. You might be in their home in the right context.
They'll ask more detailed questions too, like, how is your job or how is your family?
Right. And if you know that person a little bit better, they're more likely to ask you that. So when you're just passing someone on the street or in the hallway, don't really expect to go into so much depth. And a lot of people think that this is fake. Is this fake?
No, it's not fake because the way that this greeting works is it's just a salutation. It's just a greeting. Mm-hmm. It's not fake because the purpose of the question is not to find out what's really going on in your life or your family. It's just like, hello.
Yeah. And I think it really goes back to the cultural value of privacy in American culture. You know, that's something that a lot of Americans really value, not everyone, but, you know, for me personally, in my experience, I'm not going to tell you that, for example, my mom has cancer. She doesn't, don't worry. But if she did something like that, I'm not going to tell you that my brother's about to have a kid.
Right.
Actually, that's true.
Oh,
but I'm not going to tell you that if I don't know you that well.
Right. I think it goes back to privacy and time, too, because we really value time. And if you're just stopping to say a quick hello, how are you, like a greeting, you really don't expect to spend the time hearing about everything that's going on in the other person's life. So it can be a bit unexpected if I say, hey, Lindsay, how are you? And then you tell me all these things about your family. I'm like, okay, that's interesting, but I gotta go now.
Right, that's awkward because at that point you actually need to respond and engage, but you didn't plan to do that. And I know that in other cultures that's not the case. I mean, you might be more likely to go into depth about your situation when you get that question.
Yeah. This is true if you know someone or you don't know someone that well. I mean, we really just use how are you as like a quick greeting.
Mm-hmm.
And just to add one last thing, you know, another way not to respond, you know, we said don't say too much information about your job, life, family. But also, you know, don't say, oh, I'm really bad. I'm having a horrible day. Because that forces the other person to ask, oh, what's wrong?
Right.
And then you have to take the time to talk about the things going on in your life and your family and your job or whatever.
Yeah. So. And that also goes back to American culture. Often there's a tendency towards optimism, the positive after showing the good side of yourself.
Yeah.
I think it all comes back to culture, which is really interesting.
Yeah, totally. So I know in some English textbooks, you know, they'll teach you how to say, oh, I'm good, I'm so-so, or I'm bad. But we don't really use those last two. You just,
yeah, you know, you really wouldn't. I really wouldn't say I'm not doing so well.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, it's
unless you an really
extreme
need to
situation.
Talk.
And yeah, that would either be an indication that you don't want to talk to the person, you want them to ignore you, or that you really need to talk to the person.
Yeah.
But if we're talking about just encounters, you know, on the street or in the hallway, just go with the I'm doing all right, I'm doing well, doing great, doing fine.
Yeah. Trust us. It's normal to just give a quick I'm good.
Yeah, that's great. This is a really interesting topic. So thanks for joining us today, guys.
Thanks for listening to our podcast 35,000 times a day. You guys are listening like crazy. Now, if you want to just listen, that's okay. But if you want to really improve your English, come get the transcripts. You can find them at allearsenglish.com/conversations. And it's the perfect way to improve your English instantly and connect with Lindsay and myself to ask questions.
If you liked Put Your Ears Into English with Lindsay and Gabby, be sure to subscribe to the podcast audio in iTunes for free on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks for listening to the All Ears English podcast. See you next time.